Backhand pass to the Morris to Stone. A slap pass. He scored. Oh, he had Stahl at the inside rim of the near circle. He faked as if he was going to put it on goal, and that's vintage Corey Stillman.
The greatest one-man show in hockey, Chuck Caton, had the call last night on Hurricanes Radio. Carolina beats Florida by a score of 2-1. Corey Stillman back with the Carolina Hurricanes. He had a goal and an assist last night, was named the game's first star in the victory over the Panthers, and Corey joins us here on the power play this afternoon. How you doing, Corey?
Very well, thank you.
Last night, did it feel like you had left it all?
You know, it did. But on one side, I'm so happy to be back here and playing for the Canes and playing with the two guys I do play with. On that side, have I left? No. We still understand each other, still know where everyone's going to be, and it's been a lot of fun playing these first three games.
Hey, Corey, I said when you scored that goal last night, I said, man, that was the Sedin brothers on that play. So I guess you must have been Henrik passing the puck. And Eric was Daniel?
Yeah, I've been told, and he knows when we discuss and we talk a lot, the two guys know that I'm not really supposed to shoot the puck a whole lot. That I'm supposed to pass it to those two guys. But it's been working. We've been spreading it around. I think all three of us have scored goals now in three games. So on that side, we're working well. We're reading off. We're moving the puck, and we're getting chances to score. And that's the biggest thing. Get some chances. They can go in and on a side capitalize, because last night we didn't get too many of them.
Hey, Corey, I mean, let's get to the bottom of the truth here. This whole thing all started back in Peterborough when you used to take your lunch and your spare and come over to the YMCA, and I'd spot you lifting the weights. I was working at the Peterborough Examiner at the time, and we used to meet all the time and lift weights together and have a real good time. It was great to actually watch Corey go to Windsor and then come and play for the Peterborough Petes, and then I was there the day you won the Stanley Cup in Carolina, so I felt like I've been along for the ride a little bit with you, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you've been there for a long time, that's for sure. Yeah, I could say that I got all my size lifting with you too, but I'm still not that big.
What the hell happened to me then?
But no, it's been a lot of fun for the last, I don't know, 15-16 years, and you go back to, and I still go back home, still work out, still do all that side, but I'm happy to be here, and my family's happy to be back in Raleigh, and now it's just a matter of staying in the playoffs ahead of Buffalo, and on one side catching the two teams that, you know, are closest to us in the Rangers and Montreal. But we need, and obviously tomorrow playing head-to-head against Buffalo is definitely going to be a big game.
Yeah, no doubt. They've got a couple of games in hand on you guys, and that will be a big one to try to fend off their challenge for sure, Corey. Let me ask you, I mean, you've played for a few teams, obviously, in your NHL career, and I think there's a reason for that from the standpoint that you're almost like a hired gun, it seems. You know, you want to bring in the veteran with leadership skills and a guy who can produce, and you've got a lot of that still left in the tank. Tell us about moving around and going to a different situation. This situation that you're involved with now, obviously, is something that you're more than familiar with, but just go into a different situation and what you try to inject into a hockey club when you join them.
Well, the first trade I think you go through is always the hardest one, and for me that was going from Calgary to St. Louis, where I had been drafted, spent 5-6 years with an organization, and you get traded and you don't really understand why, and then you find out it was probably the best move for me, because it put me into a team that they were loading up to try to win the Stanley Cup, like every team does at the deadline, but they added Tkachuk, and we ended up losing to Colorado, and they went on and won the final and won the cup that year. So it gets, I wouldn't say it gets easier, but you understand your role that you're playing, and I did it there. So now coming in back into a team that I've been to, an organization that I've been in, I'm not trying to change anything. I want to come back in. I want to be part of this team. I want to do whatever I can, whether it's playing 20 minutes, 15 minutes, sometimes on the power play, not on the power play. You don't want to disrupt anything. You want to bring what you can to help, and that's what I'm trying to do. It adds a different element to a line and also allows us to get more scoring from, say, second and third lines, because players get to play with players that they play well and see the ice with, and before maybe didn't have that opportunity.
Now, Corey, when I was watching one of the Carolina Hurricanes broadcasts, I think it was a week or two ago, they showed a minor hockey team with a boy wearing number 61, Stillman, and they had won a championship. Was that your son? I assumed it was.
Yes. My guy is a major Pee Wee level, and in Canada there's the Quebec Carnival, the big tournament. Yeah. And we had friends come up from Raleigh in the summer and said, oh, Wardo, his son was Ward Betts, had a great time playing. It's too bad you don't do it. And they're like, well, maybe you could give him a call. You have played. And I was like, well, maybe. The team from Florida did not go. So I called the assistant GM, Jason Carmanos, and asked and said, listen, if there's a favor I can get from you is to allow my boy to play. He would be the first son off the Stanley Cup team to play in that tournament.
Wow.
I was trying to sell on helping him get on it. Roddy Brindamore's son's going to come through next year to do it. And he's like, you know, if he tries out and if he can make the team, I don't think there's any reason why he can't play. And Roddy was good enough. He made the team. And wouldn't you know, they go on and they actually win the International B division. So they're happy. They've been to that tournament for 10 years. And just reading the comments where they went the first year and couldn't score a goal, now to go up there and win. And they played a team. Who did they play? They played the Anaheim Junior Ducks. They played some teams that had, you know, obviously been around a lot longer. It shows you what winning and winning a Stanley Cup can do for a city in getting people to enjoy hockey, wanting to play hockey. And now it's put them on the map, I would say, for minor hockey.
That's awesome.
That's a great story. Corey Stillman from the Carolina Hurricanes joining us. And, you know, Corey, I know Florida is now in the rearview mirror for you. Tell us about what it was like there this season, though, especially with the trade deadline coming up. Dale Tallon made no bones about the fact that he was going to restructure and try to rebuild the hockey club. And a number of veterans, including yourself, of course, were moved out. Tell us about what it was like there before the deadline had come. And like I said, I guess it wasn't too much of a surprise to some of the guys that they were traded away.
Well, he's going to come in, and you're right, put his mark. They had a billboard up saying the blueprint, which is going to happen, and I think it was a feel-out to see what we were doing. That team, even last night, we beat them 2-1. They're close every hockey game. I think they've played in 37, maybe 38 one-goal hockey games. So leading up to the deadline, we had a homestand. We had 5 games at home. We were playing the San Jose Sharks, the Detroit Red Wings, Philadelphia. So that was going to say a little bit, whether we're in the playoffs or you're out of the playoffs. I think we come out of it 500. We go on the road, beat Tampa in Tampa. So, okay, we're closer, lose the next 2 games. And then we took a big jump, step back, I would say. And at that side, then you had a funny feeling things were going to happen. He wants to change it in order to get people. I think other teams, whether they want rental players or not, are looking at unrestricted free agents. And that's who you saw go. You saw McCabe, myself, Dvorak, Higgins, and then we just traded for Brian Allen, who has 1 year left. But you know, it's a tough time when you're outside the playoffs, knowing something's going to happen. At times, it's tough to play in those hockey games. And since the trade line's been over, they've responded and they're playing hard again.
Corey, how do you see this thing unfolding? I mean, people talk about the great playoff race in the Western Conference, but I think there's a great playoff race in the Eastern Conference as well. I mean, you guys stocked up a little bit for a playoff run. It's a simple question. Can you do it?
We can definitely do it, and it goes to show you last year in the Eastern Conference, you just need to get into the playoffs, and that's the best thing about that. It's a new season, whether you're, you know, finish 8th or 7th, There can be an upset last year, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and moved on. And, you know, we're looking not just to get into the playoffs here. We want to be, you know, move up to 7th here, move up to 6th, and see how high we can go. And then there's nothing better than playoff time. Once you've lived it and then been out of it for 2 years, you want a chance. And for me to move my no trade was I wanted to get a chance to play in the playoffs again, because your career goes by quick, and you know what? You got to take every advantage that you can to get here.
Well, the Sabres and Canes, of course, have a bit of a rivalry going back to the 2006 Eastern Conference Final, won, of course, by Carolina. And tomorrow night, a huge game down there at RBC. Best of luck in that contest, Corey, and thank you very much for making Mike Brophy the Hercules he turned out to be.
Hey, Stilly, thanks a lot, man.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
All right, Corey Stillman for the Carolina Hurricanes.